Psalm 57 is awesome. It's David talking or reflecting on when he is fleeing again from Saul in the cave, which, you know, be pretty easy to find out maybe the region where that happened of the Bible. I call this psalm Awaken the Dawn, and you'll see why. Verse 1, be gracious to me, O God, be gracious to me, for my soul takes refuge in you. In the shadow of your wings I will take refuge until the destruction passes by. Now remember, David was standing right next to Saul, had an opportunity to kill him, but he would not raise his hand against the one who was trying to kill him. Verse 2, I will cry to God Most High, to God who accomplishes all things for me. He will send from heaven and save me. He reproaches him who tramples upon me. Selah, I lift this up. God will send forth his righteousness and his truth. My soul is among lions. Boy, does that describe the time frame that we're living in right now? I wonder if anybody else ever felt like that in history. My soul is among lions. I must lie among those who breathe forth fire. Even the sons of men whose teeth are spears and arrows and their tongue a sharp sword. Be exalted above the heavens, O God. Let your glory be above all the earth. They have prepared a net for my steps. My soul is bowed down. They dug a pit before me. They themselves have fallen into the midst of it. I again lift this up to you. But, O Lord God, verse 7, my heart is steadfast. O God, my heart is steadfast. I will sing. Yes, I will sing praises. Awaken my glory. Awake my harp and my lyre. And then I will awaken the dawn. So you wake me up to your glory in the night, and I will awaken the dawn, singing thanks to you. Verse 9, I will give thanks to you, O Lord, among the peoples. I will sing praises to you among the nations, for your loving kindness is great to the heavens and your truth to the clouds. Be exalted above the heavens, O God. Let your glory be above all the earth, even though I am experiencing tough times.